This whole body of work was born out of the EcoCarm project, which started in 2019. It's a collaborative community network between various stakeholders in the Inishowen area, and it's kind of being headed up by the Inishowen Development Partnership and the Inishowen Rivers Trust. And the basically what we're doing is we're using soil biology to create conditions that aren't conducive to Japanese knotweed thriving. So we apply a biological compost around the base of plants, and then over time the biology does its work, the knotweed ceases to persist. We're not introducing anything chemical or harmful to the environment. There's no detrimental impact at all to the area around it. And we're also not, you know, we're not disturbing the soil. We're not removing plants in a mechanical or invasive manner at all, which can have further knock-on effects, erosion or riverbank destabilization. So it's a way of treating the problem right at source. The other upside, of course, is that we're not using chemicals close to waterways. Invasive species, particularly knotweed, are highly transmissible along our in waterways. So anytime we can use an alternative to chemicals that are going to have a bigger impact in the broader environment, the better.
Is it hoped then that this will be able to be rolled out widespread then and used across the country?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's early days yet for this project. You know, 40 years of research from the United States and other parts of Europe, and it's, as far as we know, it's the first time it's been applied here in Ireland. And the results we're seeing from the pilot project that commenced last year are very, very encouraging. The hope is that this would be adopted broad scale right across the island.